Hi, Duchess. Today is the 4th of December, 1969. And I think 3 years ago, at this time, I was leaving Korea to make my first trip home. Is it 3 years ago? 66? No, 67. 2 years ago, I had completed my first year. And so now I have completed actually 3 years, 3 years and a month of being in special services. The time goes quickly, though. I was just listening to a special broadcast of a governor's meeting back in the States on drug addiction, and President Nixon spoke, and then Art Linkletter spoke. Possibly you have seen this on TV or heard it on the radio. And it was very interesting, and I couldn't help but think of the new trend, thinking along the lines of drug addiction. When I was involved to some small extent, as you well remember, back 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we knew, I say we, the people, Richard and Lori and Don and Winnie and Irene and myself and Father Dombrowski, not Father Dombrowski, Father Demperry, and the young people who were involved certainly were aware of the deep problem at that time and how it would grow and how it would be a major issue. It was at that time to us, but it certainly wasn't, I don't think, to the rest of the, to the majority of society, let's put it that way. And we were trying to, not to cure, but to accept and to understand. We weren't trying to be martyrs in the sense that we were looking for statistics to prove how many people we had converted or something like that. But I it was very heartwarming to hear this one or two speeches at this convention, because finally, now that the problem is so massive, now that the problem is affecting everyone as far as sociological levels, you know, and economical stratas and what have you, it just takes us so long to see these things, and sometimes I wonder why. But the writing was on the wall, and it wasn't a case of punishment, increased laws of punishing these young people. It just doesn't work, and it takes a lot of victims before we sometimes realize these things. Anyhow, that's what I was just doing, listening to the speech, or the speeches. Ah, let's see now, what do I have to tell you? I spoke with you last Friday, I think, on the 28th. And since then, oh yes, since then, I have had many things happening. I don't know when I spoke to you, Thursday, or I guess it was Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, yeah, that's right. And Friday, I went to Vin Long just to give general administrative and programming policies to the two new gals there. They're not new in country, but they're new in that club. And I came back on Friday. And Saturday, I went to Saigon early in the morning. I was lucky because I caught a plane here. I got on a Caribou, and I got on with Lee Dunlap, who was a captain over here in Special Forces, and he carried my suitcase. I had a, you know, my it's really a two-suiter or whatever, but it always seemed to pack heavy. Anyway, he carried it down. We had a nice flight down, and then Charmaine met me at the airport. I called her when I got in, and she picked me up. And I didn't do a great deal Saturday, except in the afternoon I went to the hairdresser and had my hair done, just washed and set, because I had washed it the night before, but this always happens. And then I had called Bill Carter, and Bill picked me up Saturday early evening, and we went to, he has some, a family, a French family that he knows quite well. We went to their home, for about an hour and a half or so, and had a few drinks, and they're very, very charming people. It's just the mother, I think the husband is, either, I think he's divorced, I don't know for sure, I think he's back in Europe or something, but anyway, he's not in the picture, but the mother, and then she has one daughter, and a son-in-law, and they have two young boys, very young children, 5 and 6 years of age. And they have an apartment in a very nice building, and they speak very, very little English. The mother speaks a bit, and the son-in-law speaks a bit. The daughter understands a lot. They all understand English, but as I say, they speak very little. But Bill speaks fluent French, and he spoke with them all the time in French. And then after that, we went out to dinner to the I House. It's the International House, and it's not elite, Duchess. It's not even maybe acceptable under most standards, but it's a paradise in comparison to what else is available at reasonable prices. I mean, Saigon is, you know, you go out to dinner at Saigon and it's $75 to $150 for like two people, things like this. It's ridiculous, depending upon where you go. Prices are phenomenal. Anyhow, it's kind of like a nightclub atmosphere, and they have very nice dance music and music going most of the evening. And we had a very good dinner of, I don't know, Bill did all the ordering. He orders in French. He does everything in French. Bill is great company, and he's a tremendous escort when he's sober. And this has always been the problem with Bill, always. And he has a funny reaction to liquor, Duchess, because sometimes it's just two or three drinks and he's bombed. Other times he can go a little longer, not too much longer. I can outdrink him. Oh, I mean, I have never allowed myself to even get tipsy in his presence because I know he's going to get drunk. You know, that way. Somebody has to stay sober, right? And so, Charmaine had a date that night, too, and they went to the I House. they had gone earlier, so we had coffee with them. They joined us at our table for coffee, and then we all came home, back to Charmaine's apartment. And she didn't have an apartment, she has a room. And she shares that room with Lucy Lee Charles, who was the crafts director. But Lucy wasn't there that evening, so I got to sleep in Lucy's bed, and that worked out fine. And Bill was a little tipsy. He drove home half of the way I was driving. I had the wheel in my hand most of the time. And driving in Saigon or driving anywhere in these villages on these roads is, I just wonder how we survive sometimes with the Hondas and the tricycles and the people in the streets and all this stuff. Anyway, then the next day on Sunday, Bill came over about 10 in the morning. Bill had said he'd be over, but he was so drunk, I knew he wasn't, you know, getting everything that was being said. He said, well, yeah, I guess I'll be over. And I wasn't sure he would be. So anyhow, he came over and I got dressed in a hurry. And we went out. We went to the Circus Sportif. I say circus, Duchess. It's pronounced, I don't know how it's spelled, but it's, some people say Cirque Sportif. S-E-R-F maybe. Surf Sportif. Anyway, it's a very nice place. I didn't think it was that plush, not by a long shot, but they do have a beautiful pool, and everybody who works there, and most of the people who go there are French, or they're French-speaking. See, the wealthier, the more educated, the political or the influential people of the Vietnamese society usually speak fluent French because of the French influence that was here for many, many years and still is. And Bill likes this because, as I say, he speaks French so well. And there are, you can see the influx of Americans, military people, top ranking as a rule, who also go to the Cirque Sportif. Anyhow, we stayed about 4 hours or so. We just had lunch by the poolside, and it was very relaxing, just sitting. I had on a pair of slacks. Everybody wears sports clothes, you know, because they have about, oh, they must have about 18 tennis courts, and everybody's running around tennis shorts and swimming trunks and this kind of thing. So we sat there and had a very leisure lunch with some kind of shrimp with rice and a gravy or something. It was very good. And I must have had about 6 rolls. You know, those hard crusted rolls. Well, we don't see them. I mean, I never see them. I don't eat that much bread, but I ate bread and butter, and it was really something else. And then we had a couple of drinks. We went over to the clubhouse, and which is overlooks the tennis courts, and we watched them play tennis, and we had a couple of scotches. And then we went to the zoo for an hour or so. The zoo is nothing to get excited about. The animals they have there, it was mobbed. The zoo was just mobbed with people. It was a beautiful day. This was Sunday. However, the animals are just filthy. You know, they have 2 or 3 bears or whatever, and the area and the pin bends, rather, that these animals are in, or cages, just real dirty. Real dirty. The animals look dirty. Real dirty. You know, like I've never been cleaned, or the odors and what have you. That was my big impression of the zoo. And then, let's see, what did we do? We stopped at the service club to see Charmaine for a few minutes. And then that evening, we went back to the home of the French people, Mignon, I think their name is, or Fignon, I don't know. Anyway, they had invited us for dinner. And Duchess, it was a magnificent dinner, really fabulous. By the time we got there about 7:30, and I don't think they started to serve until about 9:30, 9:45. By that time, we had been drinking all this time, right? A few scotches and sodas, and everybody speaking French. I didn't even know what was going on. I can get some of the French. And the mother, Madeleine, she was doing more translating. Bill just gets carried away with his French, and everybody kept saying, "Speak anglais, Bill, anglais."